Jillian? Gosh darn it, we're supposed to record a WizardCast today.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, hey, Amber. Have you seen Jillian Bruce anywhere?
No. Should I have?
Well, she was going to be my new co-host for the WizardCast, but she's gone missing, just like Mark did.
Oh, no. Well, I'm here. I'd be happy to co-host with you today. Oh,
that'd be fantastic. I don't know why I keep losing co-hosts. You know, should we consider this a formal audition?
To be co-host of the WizardCast going forward? Oh, why, yes. That will do nicely.
Did I say something funny?
No, Brian. You never say anything funny.
I'm Brian Kwong.
And I'm Mark Ross.
We're Salesforce experts that love talking about technology and Salesforce.
We also love humor. Doesn't mean we're actually good at it.
In the Salesforce community, I'm known as the Salesforce Wizard, likely due to me wearing a wizard hat at Salesforce events.
And I'm known as Salesforce Yoda for pretty much the same reason.
You should see the ears.
We have a passion to help educate and entertain people.
So we've joined forces to create WizardCast.
We've got tips and best practices.
We talk with interesting people.
All mixed with quote-unquote jokes and humor.
Welcome
to the WizardCast.
So, Amber, I saw an ad for Burial Plus, and I thought to myself, this is the last thing I need.
Wait, was that the joke?
Yes, that was the joke.
It wasn't really funny. I mean, it was punny, like saying, eBay is so useless, I tried to look up lighters, and all they had was 13,749 matches. But that's not really a joke.
eBay really had 13,749 matches?
Sure.
Okay, anyway, so my co-host today is a multi-year Salesforce MVP, a fellow Flonatic, and she is currently the CRM platform owner at Rapid7. So give a WizardCast welcome to Amber Boaz.
Hi, Brian, you do know that the studio is empty, right? There's no one here to applaud?
Yeah, you know, people don't need to know that. We'll fix it in post, we'll put audio and applause in, everything will be fine. I am not sure why no one came to today's recording in front of a live studio audience. I sent out the flyers.
I thought you had selected Jillian Bruce as your new co-host.
You know, Jillian is amazing, but I'm not sure she has time to really commit with Dreamforce coming up and all her work with the Salesforce podcast for admins. I mean, the WizardCast must flow, and she didn't show up.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to be here. I mean, I'm sad about Jillian, but I'm really excited to audition to be your co-host.
It's okay. Well, let's give it our best shot. So let's see what you got.
All right. Well, it's time to thank our sponsors that made this episode possible.
No, I'm sorry, Amber. I do the sponsor sponsor.
WizardCast is sponsored by Widgets Incorporated, makers of old-fashioned authentic dingamaflingers. 3 out of 10 dentists recommend Widgets Inc. for all your whiz-bang needs. Do not look directly at dingamaflingers. Direct eye contact may cause your dingamaflinger to explode. May cause headaches, flatulence, watery eyes, or chronic knee itching. Tax, title, and document fees not included. Your mileage may vary. Equal opportunity employer.
Dingamafingers?
Yes.
I don't remember talking to these people. How did they become a sponsor?
I think it had something to do with the NyQuil.
Oh. Wait, I'm sorry. What, NyQuil?
Yes.
Okay, then. For those of you at home, you don't see the crazy look Amber's currently giving to me. Well, let's just move this audition along. I don't know you know this, but Dreamforce is coming up in November. And last episode of the WizardCast, we talked with Jillian Bruce. Hi, Jillian. I wish you showed up for work today. About some of the exclusive things happening in the admin area at Dreamforce.
It's all very exciting.
I know. So we know the best way to experience Dreamforce is to register, book a hotel, and travel, and simply just show up. Nothing else.
No, there's a little more to it than that.
Why?
Well, there's, I don't know, how many thousands of sessions and keynotes and concerts and ways to give back. There's lots going on.
Okay, so you're suggesting that you should do some pre-Dreamforce prep?
I'm thinking maybe that's a good idea.
Okay, Well, how far in advance do you start getting ready for Dreamforce?
The day after last Dreamforce started?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm lame like that. I've already bought my compression socks.
I'm sorry, what are compression socks?
Ooh, compression socks are magical and will make Dreamforce a pleasurable experience. They're not made by Widgets Incorporated, but compression...
Okay, I was going to say, it sounds like a sponsor spot.
It does, but it's not. So compression socks are socks that are meant to...
Compress
your feet and ankles and calves. You can get them to go up as high up your legs as you want, but I only get them just below the knee. And what they do is they keep your feet from swelling, basically. And so when they don't swell, they don't hurt. And so at the end of the day, you're really glad to take your compression socks off, but your feet are not swollen. And so your shoes don't hurt at the end of the day and you're not uncomfortable all day. It is very much a quality of life improvement. So I may or may not have bought compression socks with lightning on them because lightning.
Okay.
And so did most of my Salesforce Saturday folks. They bought compression socks with lightning on them.
You see what I did. I was the trade show minion back when I was in sales. So I went to all the trade shows, and the way that I solved my swollen feet problem was when the trade show was done, go back to the hotel room, fill up the ice machine, the thing at the ice machine, you know, the little insulated bucket you have.
Yeah.
And then I dumped that into the wastebasket, fill the wastebasket halfway up with water, and I doused my feet in freezing cold ice water. Always did the trick, but wasn't exactly pleasant. Felt good after you took your feet out. But so compression socks sounds like a potential thing to have. You are getting ready right away after Dreamforce for the next Dreamforce. When do you think us regular people should get ready?
the non insane people? So the rumor on the street is Agenda Builder is going to come out in a few weeks. And so knowing what sessions you want to attend is a good idea. I would have a discussion with the other folks in my company who are going to Dreamforce so that we can divide and conquer about what sorts of things we want to investigate or see, and make sure that we weren't, you know, all sitting in the same session when one person could be there and taking notes for everybody. So kind of planning what sort of content to go to, but also, you know, planning time for the expo. You know, planning time for the parties. Sometimes near the end of the week, I plan a nap time because I am old and need a nap.
Well, where do you take your naps? Because not all of us are going to be able to get a hotel right in the center.
Yeah,
they're downtown. I mean, there's people across the bay.
That's true. That's true. The beanbag chairs are. I have seen people napping in the beanbag chairs.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. No harm, no foul there. And if the weather's pretty, napping outside on the Dream Park, there on Howard Street, I've seen that done. There was a hammock last year. A couple hammocks. There was some napping happening.
Really? I love me a good hammock.
I know, right? And a hammock right in the middle of everything, right in the middle of the chaos, is oddly relaxing.
So I'm going to tell you something. I give this advice every year, and every year I ignore it for myself. and that is, don't overdo it on sessions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I remember very strongly my first Dreamforce, actually almost all my Dreamforces, where I essentially went to sessions back to back to back to back to back to back.
Oof.
And it was an exhausting day, and you kind of walk away with, I have no idea what I just did today.
Right.
And I missed out. I mean, there were years I never even saw the expo or some of the other special areas. So my recommendation is don't jam-pack yourself with sessions. Give yourself some room. And what you should really do is before Session Builder goes live or Agenda Builder goes live, you should write a list of what are your top five things you want to learn at Dreamforce, and then prioritize to that.
Yep.
And I know my priority list used to be, it's just changed a little bit over the years, but when I first was going to Dreamforce, it was hands-on training, followed by sessions that hit my top five. Then the keynotes, back when there was like 40 bazillion keynotes, right? And then after that, it was anything else. You know, the only problem was by the time I got to the anything else, there wasn't any time left forward be anything else.
Yep.
So, but.
Well, getting in between the spaces, right? Like,
Oh, yeah.
The campus is huge. Right. So my strategy is to do no more than 2 sessions a day, which I know doesn't sound like much, but really.
You're right. It doesn't.
But 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and, get some networking in and meet with folks. You know, the keynotes take up a big chunk of time, but you don't have to watch the keynotes in the main room. They're, Dreamforce is big enough now that you can watch it streaming from some of the other, from closer to your next session. So that you're not, right in the throng of humanity.
I admit, I actually watched the keynote 1 year in my hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was so exhausted, I didn't feel like getting up, going down the Moscone.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's perfectly an option. The other thing to be aware of is a lot of sessions are actually getting recorded, and then the videos are being released. Now, admittedly, it can take sometimes weeks. And sometimes the video that got recorded doesn't actually ever get released because, someone goes out there and does like something with the roadmap, and those roadmap ones, they don't like to release those as videos.
Right.
But most of everything else does get available. So that means, a month or so after Dreamforce, you'll be able to go to the sessions you missed and watch the presentation that way.
Well, and to your point, a lot of the stuff is streaming live. So even if you can't come, to Dreamforce for whatever reason, budgetary, family, work, kids, whatever. The keynotes are live, streamed live, and a lot of the content, to your point about being recorded, a lot of it is streamed live. So, mm-hmm. Dreamforce is a time of year. I like, it's an event. And for those of us who will physically be there, it's an event. But it's also a time of year when folks can, are sharing information and being a part of the broader Dreamforce world. So, it's kind of amazing.
So when I think of the stuff that I pack, there's a couple things I have over the years have decided are must-haves. So the first one is battery pack. So you can get these on Amazon and a whole bunch. I actually have like 3 or 4 different battery packs for charging tablets and phones on the go, because while there will be places to plug in and charge, you don't want to rely on them because they're highly sought after. If you want to make friends, get yourself the kind that lets you charge more than one device at the same time and bring an extra cord. If you really want to make friends, also pack a light power strip to bring. So when you do find that out, you can plug the power strip in and go from there. And believe me, you will make friends quickly.
Very true.
What's on your list of must-have items, Amber?
Not my laptop. I do my level best to not bring my laptop, A, because carting it around is a total pain, and B, because the chances that there's any sort of Wi-Fi signal for me to do any real work is pretty low. I have a tablet that I mm-hmm. that I bring, and I use Evernote to take notes, but because it can take them offline, I could do that with my laptop as well, but it's heavier, and why would you bring heavy when you can bring light?
Right.
Because you're going to be carrying it around all day. And that's, and all day is 14 hours, not 6 or 7, right? It's
right.
Up and down and around and around and inside and outside. And who knows what the weather's going to be like. I mean, it could be chaos. Probably.
And it often is.
And it probably will be. If you can read your own handwriting, unlike me, just a notebook and pen is perfectly reasonable. My handwriting is atrocious and no one should ever be subjected to it. And so I, use Evernote on my tablet. That not bringing a laptop, I think, is one of the biggest things. If you bring one to San Francisco, leave it in your hotel room, lock it up when you're not in the room, but don't try to cart it around all day. You'll be miserable if you do that.
Yeah, even when you have a really light laptop, it can be tough. And take it, this is a guy who has brought his laptop every single year to Dreamforce, despite him giving the advice
Brian,
not to do it.
Brian.
But for me, it was often because I was doing so many sessions, I needed my laptop there because I was making last-minute changes, sometimes to slides or demos. And that's really tough to do on a tablet or your phone. So I needed my laptop. Believe me, I would have loved to left the laptop at the hotel.
Yeah.
Shoes. Let's talk a little bit about shoes. Newbie mistake. Do not buy new shoes before Dreamforce unless you are buying them in September, because you want at least a month to break your shoes in. Do not do what certain wizard with pointed hats have done in the past and buy shoes the week before Dreamforce. Your feet will never forgive you while you're there.
I gave up on cute shoes. I wear tennis shoes.
Yes.
I'm unwilling to be uncomfortable for that length of time. And if someone is unwilling to work with me or network with me or hang out with me because of what my shoes look like, then they're loss.
Yeah. I've worn a suit for the last 3 years because of all the presentations. And now that I'm, you know, working for a consulting company, I'm selling myself and the company.
Yeah.
I still wear tennis shoes with my suit.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
Okay, so we talked a little bit of what the pack. Well, how do you prepare to actually be at Dreamforce?
Physically, I mean, space?
Yeah, well, you take a year to prepare.
I know.
So what are you doing, Amber?
Well, kind of following the Agile methodology, at the end of a given Dreamforce, I do a little bit of an internal retro. Right? What went well for me? What didn't go well? And that's where, you know, the compression socks happen. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, Becca Dente said to me, "Hey, Amber, try compression socks." And it changed my life. And I won't do Dreamforce without them now. So that worked well for me. I had, you know, tried the cute shoes. I tried 2 or 3 different versions of cute shoes. And those just never worked. So, in learning that, straight for the tennis shoes. Things like, what do I need to buy? Last year, I needed to buy a better laptop backpack. I had been using the 2013 Dreamforce backpack for years, and it worked really well for me, but it was starting to fall apart, and everybody had one, it turns out, at Dreamforce. When you use the Dreamforce backpack, everybody has one. So I needed to, buy a different laptop backpack. So some of the kind of equipment, if you will, iterating on that. I also did Dreamforce poorly 2 years ago. I presented 7 sessions 2 years ago, and that was dumb. Tried to keep this family friendly. That was dumb.
I've done the 7 sessions. It is dumb.
It is dumb. Don't do that to yourself. So last year I presented 0. I co-hosted one of the demo jams, and that was it. And that was about the right speed for me.
Okay. This may be my first year since 2012 that I will not be presenting. And I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure what to do with myself this Dreamforce.
You'll find plenty to do. The signups for, kind of booth stuff. So for those of you listening who are not user group leaders or MVPs, MVPs and user group leaders are asked to man booths in the trailhead zone. Come talk to us about reports or whatever. So when you see folks in t-shirts, a lot of times they're employees, but a lot of times they're not. And so we're asked to sign up for those for booth duty. Not a requirement, just it'd be great if you could help us out. And almost everybody jumps at the chance.
Yeah, well, it's a give back to the community thing.
Well, and it's super fun. I mean, talk about meeting a bunch of cool people and helping and answering questions and getting a cool t-shirt. I mean, really. Because I don't know about you, but I'm really in this for the amazing
for wardrobe. The swag.
The swag. I'm in there for the
swag. Well, let's talk about swag. I've known some people that have filled their entire t-shirt wardrobe just from Salesforce swag at Dreamforce.
Sure.
Like, was it David Liu? I think at like 13 t-shirts 1 year. Or
something
it was like
40. It was
40.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So it can be done, but here's the thing: you want to make sure if you're carrying a bag, don't jam pack it in the morning. Make sure you have room to carry this way, because you don't want to be handling it and holding it all day long. The other thing I would say is there's nothing wrong with taking going to one of the UPS stores that is downtown on Market Street and shipping stuff back home. So you don't have to take it on the plane.
So here's the trick, Brian. You ship home your dirty laundry. You take home your swag, because when you open your suitcase, it's like Christmas, right? And you hand it out to your relatives and your family and your coworkers, the swag. And then 3 days later, after you've recovered, your dirty laundry shows up and you dump it right into the washer and dryer or send it out for dry cleaning, and you're all back to normal. All is right with the world.
Brilliant.
Also, fun fact, oftentimes they do the books where they give away the books. You can go in and get...
Like usually at the admin or dev zone, there will be a place, like a library type thing to get books. So the last few years, it's been little boxes to take you to a Trailhead module, not an actual book.
Right. Well, if you have a bunch of books, those ship through the U.S. Postal Service at a reduced rate. It's a media rate. Be sure to ask for that when you go to ship it.
Huh.
I know. Fun fact.
I did not know that.
See? You've learned something today. So when you go to ship stuff home, shipping the books, A, makes your luggage less
much
heavy.
Lighter. Much, much lighter.
And is cheaper to ship than your dirty laundry. So,
nice.
I know. Isn't that fun?
Okay, so other fun things. There's, if you're one of the heavy social media type people, like out on Twitter, stuff like that, make sure that you put Twitter, your Twitter handle, on your name badge, on your bag, someplace visible, because I will guarantee you from a networking standpoint, you're going to meet a lot of people that you probably integrate with. Oh my gosh. That you talk with on Twitter. But you only know their Twitter handle.
Yep.
Like there are people out there that I've talked to multiple times every week. But if they came up and say, hey, Brian, I'm so-and-so, I would look at them like, I don't know who you are until they told me what their Twitter handle was. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's so great to meet you.
It's so true.
So try to put your Twitter handle up on there.
Here's another one. Here's another tip. If you are looking for a job, if you are, you know, thinking that maybe where you are isn't exactly where you want to be, several years ago, this is not true now because I love my job, but several years ago, I made myself business cards that were personal business cards that had my name, phone number, email address, Twitter handle, my certifications, and my LinkedIn profile URL. And I handed those out and I got 4 or 5 job interviews as a function of Dreamforce that year because I was handing out those cards and they're cheap.
They're really cheap.
Yeah, I think I paid $30 for 500 cards, and you can't give away 500 cards. Like, that's not possible. Now somebody's going to do it, but it's not likely.
Right. I mean, you can go VistaPrint, Mood.com. There's tons of places that do business card driven.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, you can just go to a FedEx store. I think the turnaround time is, you can even do a thing where, I haven't done this in a while, but you can go on their website and order them and have them made at the store. No, you have them made at the store in San Francisco. Oh. So then you don't even pay shipping.
You just have to go and pick it up.
You just go pick it up.
So one of my favorite things I learned after year one is don't be reliant on the food they serve at Dreamforce. And I say this for a few reasons. One, the crowds can be crazy. It can be really difficult to get in and out of lunch, especially if you're you've crazily jam-packed your schedule and you only have 30 minutes to go get food and eat before your next session. Two, while there usually is plenty of food, if your sessions happen to overlap around the beginning of lunchtime, you do run the risk that the food may be out at your nearest location by the time you're out of your session.
Yep.
Three, I don't think there's a nice way to say this, but lunch at Dreamforce, the free stuff, has a tendency to kind of suck, in my opinion.
It does tend that way. It does tend towards suckiness.
I don't think I've ever sat down for one of the free Dreamforce lunches and go, my God, this is good. So what I've done is the first day I get into town is I go buy some snacks, food.
Yep.
They can be healthy snack food. You know, you can go get raisins or carrots or something, but something you don't have to refrigerate because you're going to be carrying it around with you. You can go grab them. There's, you know, a Super Target that's right downtown that's really easy to get in and out of. There's a whole bunch of little places off of Market Street where you can buy food. One of my terrible secrets, I don't know if I ever shared this with you, Amber, when I was down there, but there's a Chinese bakery, Eastern Bakery off of Grant Street in Chinatown.
Ooh.
Not too far away from my favorite dim sum place, where I will hopefully be holding another dim sum get together. But they make, I'm going to call them cookies for the lack of a term, but they're black bean moon cakes, essentially. They're a very flaky crust, and in the center, it's red bean paste, and It sounds red bean paste sounds disgusting if you've never had it before, but it can be delicious. It's not like red beans like what you have in your chili.
Okay.
I learned that the hard way trying to make my own. but they're delicious. And I would go in, and they only take cash. So I would go in and buy like $20 worth, and I would have them in my paper brown bag, and I would carry them around, and I would like ration them out like they're little golden treasures. And whenever I was feeling the blood sugar get low or I was getting crabby sitting at the session, I would just clandestine reach into my bag and pull out one of those little red bean cookies and just start munching on it. And they're delicious.
Nice.
Snacks requirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Period. Well, and yeah, energy bars. You can get little single servings of peanut butter. Peanut butter and pretzels is my go-to, just because it's a little crunch and a little salt and kind of sweet. And that's my go-to. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, the lunches, my experience of the lunches has been similar to yours. What I tend to do is take all the vegetables out of it and eat whatever it is, and then eat the vegetables and then not do whatever the carb or meat is, just because that's not my fave. And then do the peanut butter and pretzel route, just because that's super tasty. I also have I sometimes bring olives. You can get those packets of those envelopes of olives. I don't know if you've seen those.
I'm not an olive eater. Oh. I'm not a big fan. So yeah, I wouldn't be searching for them.
Oh, they're amazing. Magical. Magical, I tell you.
So there are plenty of tips out there from past years of how to get ready for Dreamforce. As a matter of fact, Salesforce recently put out 30 really good pieces of advice for Dreamforce first timers, like Appy. I'm pretty sure Appy's been the Dreamforce before.
No, this is Appy's first year.
Oh, is this Appy's first year?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the poor person stuck in an Appy costume.
Hugs for all the Appies.
Yeah, and I'll post their blog in the show notes. But they asked the community at large for 30 good tips. There's some of them we've actually talked about out there. There's more. We'll post it up there. Amber, what is the one advice, or knowing you, multiple pieces of advice that you have for people to get ready for Dreamforce and what to do at Dreamforce that is often overlooked and not included on those wonderful lists that get compiled every single year?
I think that the biggest thing is that everybody is there for the same reason. And so if you tend to be a little introverted or tend to shy away from big crowds, which Lord knows Dreamforce is a huge crowd, just know that there are lots of other folks in that same boat. You know, there's no harm, no foul in trying to make a friend. And if you see me, I'm a hugger, so I am happy to give a hug and have folks tag along if they would like to tag along with me. Dreamforce is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be onerous and scary. So, try to come at it with that point of view.
That's great. And you never know what's going to come out of these relationships that you build in Dreamforce.
Exactly.
For example, I don't remember. It feels like Star Wars Galaxy Far, Far Away type of thing. But I was in the brand new, it was the first year we had the community zone, and it was up in the Hilton, you know, that weird mid-floor type place.
Yep.
And I was staffing the front desk. And this weird guy came up to me to introduce himself, and he had a Yoda in his backpack.
And what a weirdo.
What a weirdo. And he and I started talking, and would you know it? Since that point, he and I are constantly talking to each other. And if he ever shows up for work, we'll be doing a podcast. So Dreamforce relationships can have a huge impact on your life and bring a lot of value. So there's nothing wrong with striking up a conversation. And it doesn't even have to be a good conversation. You could say, just turn to the person to you before the session starts and say, so what made you interested in this session? Right.
Yeah.
Or I've heard some really lame, like pickup line style conversation starters. You know, what's a smart person like you doing in a session like this type of thing? As long as you're respectful, people are going to respond typically kindly. And those who don't, you don't need to talk to him. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be, what, 160,000 or something like that?
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of people for you to basically say, if one person doesn't want to talk to you, there are plenty of other people who will want to talk to you. So don't feel hesitant to just start a conversation with someone. I don't know about you, but chances are I'm probably going to be hanging out in the admin area.
Yep.
Maybe skulking around the admin theater that Jillian talked about last time. Skulking. I'm really tempted to find myself a red and white vest, a striped vest, and get one of those straw hats that you would see at, you know, like the cliche carnivals, the person who's trying to get them to
carnival worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go do stuff and to drum up audience. I'm really tempted to try to do it and see if Jillian seriously lets me do it on stage. Because what else am I going to do? I'm not presenting. If you have tips and suggestions that we didn't talk about, I would love to hear from them. Tweet them out to us, post them as comments to the show notes. Leave comments on iTunes. Actually, I think the reviews on iTunes. We love to review on iTunes, but leave us comments, reach out to us. I would love to hear them, especially if it's stuff that I have not thought of, because I would like to know if something's a really good idea that I haven't thought of.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? So definitely let us know if you got some great tips. One thing I'm going to that's probably going to be my last thing. I can't tell you the number of times that I have been disappointed that I missed the opportunity to do something in Dreamforce because I was so busy with sessions. For example, there has been some really great bands that played on Howard Street. You know, they closed that section of Howard Street down. There has been some really good keynotes. Like, I think Michelle Obama's talking this year. Hillary Clinton talked a few years ago. I really wish I went to that. There's the parties that happen all over the place. And even if you didn't get invited, it's not hard to get an invite. Sometimes you just have to show up with your badge and you're fine. But I really wish I had made more room to enjoy what was available. And I can remember this very distinctly. I was running to the last session of the day, and I saw what looked to be a band with a singer up front, and the band was all trombones. And it was like 15 people. It was like 15 people playing the trombone. And it was like, I so badly just wanted to stay and watch. I'm like, I'm here to learn. I have to go to Dreamforce. I have to go to this session. And I missed out on that. And that's something, you know, there's cool things like that that you want to make sure that you don't miss. So my final piece of advice is, even if it's on your calendar, don't be afraid to change your calendar if you see something cooler or more interesting out there. You're there for the experience and you're there to learn. And you never know who you could run into by going to one of those things. You could sit down next to Amber or another MVP or extremely knowledgeable person and make a friend for a lifetime.
It's true. It's very true. Be our friends. We're friendly.
Yeah. And that's
more friendly than Brian.
And that said, I do. They're more friendly than me. I do often wear the stupid wizard hat when I'm out and about at Dreamforce. It's one of the few events where I almost never take it off because for some reason a guy walking around with a wizard hat fits in really well in San Francisco. So if you see me, do not hesitate to say hello. And I will say right now, if you say, hey, we met before, I will apologize if I don't remember your name. I'm terrible when it comes to remembering names more than a week, it seems like. Names just go in and out of my head. But I would love to hear from you, and I would love your feedback, and just love to get to know who's listening to the podcast. So definitely feel free to reach out. So the last thing I'm going to throw out there for people is, if you haven't seen the tweet, I am trying to put together this concept called The Voices of Ohana.
Okay.
I have a really simple script that's out there that is pretty much nothing more than doing an introduction.
Okay.
And I would love to get as many of these as possible. I'm trying to, hopefully before the 27th of September, because I need the time to put the audio together. So I do have a blog post out at thewizardnews.com. If you go out there, take a look at it. It gives you the information on how to contact that. And Amber would do an example. You ready, Amber?
Sure.
So the script is, welcome, I'm your name and job title from your organization, and you're listening to the WizardCast.
So welcome. Oh, okay, sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome. I'm Amber Boaz with Rapid7. Welcome to the WizardCast.
And that's all it is.
That's easy.
So, yeah, it's very easy. So you can call a number, and it will you can leave a voice message, or you can record it some other way and email it to us. Either way.
Very cool.
Love to hear from you. Any closing remarks, Amber?
I can't wait to meet everybody at Dreamforce and get all those hugs. I'm very much a hugger. If you're not, that's cool. We can bump elbows or whatever. But yeah, I'm super excited for Dreamforce this year and seeing everybody. And it's going to be awesome.
We'll have to get a pin so it says, Amber, don't hug me. And hand those out to people who aren't huggers. Just so you have the warning.
It's true. I'm dangerous. I'll hug anybody.
WizardCast is produced by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, directed by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, technical administration by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, script writing by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, audio editing by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, website maintenance by Brian Kwong and Amber Boaz, and our intern this episode was Jillian Bruce, who never showed up for work.
Send us your interviews, suggestions, jokes, videos, tips, and feedback to wizardcast@thewizardnews.com or head over to thewizardnews.com and click Contact WizardCast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the WizardCast and receive our next episode automatically.
Please post reviews on iTunes and share this episode.
Once again, I'm Brian.
And I'm the new Jillian Bruce.
Thanks for listening.
Love it.